Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist, Joey Bia's research grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B. Outdoor Science and Nature. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. My Don't Look Now series is about crazy encounters that I have had. Most times it's with animals in the wild, but today's epic story, people use that word epic now all the time, so I figured it's the first time I said, let me just try that, the epic story. Well, this epic story is about a horse trailer. I have been blessed. I have ridden horses through like every corner of our country and in between. My most cherished rides have been while I was doing some of my research up in the Rocky Mountains. You know, it's non-native plant species. You're at 8,000 feet and you need to go higher. And what's the easiest and best mode of transportation to move yourself higher in the Rocky Mountains? Guess what? It is on horseback. So people would say, yeah, I encountered some traffic today on the way to work. Well, the only traffic I had was the horse that was in front of me climbing up the Rockies. So, you know, to me, it's like people say to me, like, what do you do for a living? And I say play, because everything I've ever done, and I do mean this, I've never worked a day in my job because every job, work, whatever you want to call it, I just have thoroughly enjoyed. So you see, riding horses, hey, life is real good. I had filmed a special for PBS and it was on saddleback, not on a quarter horse. Most people would think that. It was on saddleback with Clydesdales. They are called gentle giants for a reason, and they truly are. And I also filmed, besides the saddleback, driving a team of Clydesdales. You want to talk about power and precision? They were them. Well, I am in the process of moving, so I put together, you know, looking at some photos, and one of them I found, one of my cousins, Big Jim, and I saw a photo of his horse. It was an Appaloosa, so it was named Appy, and Appy was one of the most gentle horses, so I remember as a youth riding Appy, and probably Appy gave me some of the best rides of my life. And then my friend Ed Genty, older gentleman than me, of course, Ed actually had a horse called Clarence, and Clarence also was this super, super gentle horse. So my riding adventures began when I was a little kid, and these are two of the horses that I, you know, just appreciated riding. Hey, but this show is Don't Look Now, but there's a horse in my trailer. So let's get to that, because I already spoke about Big Jim. Well, Big Jim happens to be my cousin. His son is called Little Jim, except Little Jim isn't so little. He was little when he was little, but now that he's big, he's not little. You get that? Well, his nickname for a few of us also is Toots. So Toots and I go off because he says he's got to take care of some business on a foal farm. So he needed some help there. Wait, you've never been to a foal farm? I'm going to tell you right now, in your lifetime, you need to get to a foal farm. It is like, I don't know, Alice in Wonderland. Think about this. Fields, and everywhere you look, there's a mare, a mother horse, and a foal, a baby horse. Like, there are mares and foals all over the farm. It is absolutely spectacular. And this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or in one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. So Toots gives me the game plan. He says it's easier to load the mare, so that'll be my job. And as far as I was concerned, all right, good job. I like this one. Toots said he'll take care of the foal because it had never been in a trailer before. So, hey, life is real easy. I've got a lead rope, lead the mare right up, bang, right in the trailer. Life is real good. The mare and I, best friends. And all of a sudden, the foal sees the trailer, sees the ramp. It is now the fear factor. It starts to make as many unpleasant vocalizations as possible. The mayor realizes in an instant that the foal is not next to her. So I'm going to let you know that the mayor goes bonkers. I now know what the word bonkers means because I was part of it. You see, I still had the lead rope in my hand. And I was the closest thing that she could take her frustration out on. So there was thrashing, kicking, biting, and anything else. It was like being in a professional like wrestling match, and I was in the ring with like some monstrous gal just getting thrashed around. So I know what it's like to be in a car crusher because the mare just kept bouncing side to side. And well, since I was on one side of her and the other side of me was a trailer, I got to feel what it's like to be a crush car. My calls like were out to toots was, Jim, 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 get the foal inside the trailer. Get the foal inside the trailer over and over and over. And Toots is going, I'm trying. She won't go. And he tries again. She won't go. She won't. And all the time he's trying, the mare is thrashing, kicking, biting, and professional wrestling me inside that trailer. I am just getting bounced around. I now know what it's like to be, I guess, like Steph Curry warm up when you're watching with the basketballs and all that. I am one of those basketballs getting bounced around. So I scream out, Toots, pick her up. Pick her up. He simply bends down, picks her up, puts her down in the trailer, and the mare instantly stops. It was like flip the switch, and she begins to show love to the foal. She wasn't showing love to me 30 seconds before that. And Toot says, yeah, after he puts the foal in, he goes, that wasn't so bad. He smiles. He sees my dismayed look in my wrangled up body. And he laughs as only like, by the way, Toots and I are cousins, but we're best friends because when my phone rings at 5 a.m. in the morning, you know it's Jimmy Toots calling or I'm calling him at 5 a.m. in the morning. So he has a laugh and Toots has a special laugh. And, you know, after a few seconds of, I guess, unfolding my body at that point, I smile and I say to him, so next time, Toots, I get the foal. Until next time, enjoy life's adventure.
You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.